Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. In episode 4, I talked about forgiving yourself. So I think that the perfect next topic, which is very trendy, is loving yourself. Loving yourself is a lot easier said than done. People will tell you to love yourself, but that doesn't really encompass what it actually truly means to love yourself. To love yourself to me is to love your whole self. It's easy to love yourself whenever you're feeling good and you're manifesting successfully and your life is going in a positive direction. But what about loving yourself whenever your life is unfolding in the opposite direction? Loving yourself in these moments is when it matters the most, which also includes forgiving yourself. Loving yourself during these dark times is sometimes so hard, but it's a critical piece to your healing and getting your life back on track. We can't love ourselves sometimes. We have to love ourselves all the time, unconditionally at that. And this isn't an excuse to behave badly. There's no excuse for that. But if you truly love and respect yourself, the times you find yourself behaving badly will decrease because you don't treat people you love badly, right? And treating somebody badly really hurts you more than it hurts the other person. Sometimes we do treat others badly, but that's honestly just a symptom of not loving yourself completely in the first place. When you love yourself unconditionally, you become love. And when you become love, you attract love and you offer love to others, and the love in your life multiplies. And it might not multiply in the standard way that you think it will. You will just find yourself finding loving energy hiding in the mundane, everyday things that you experience. You might not attract new love the day you align with loving everybody unconditionally, but you will find love in the things already existing in your life. It just makes life so much more exciting. So show love throughout every moment of your life. And while you do this, watch new love begin to enter into your life simultaneously. So since we understand what it means to truly love yourself unconditionally, let's talk about what it feels like to love other people unconditionally too. To love people who do you wrong unconditionally is not easy. For me, I think the best way to establish a solid, unconditional love for somebody is to evaluate the situation at hand from their perspective. You shouldn't immediately lean into "they just don't know better" or "they're not as evolved as I am," because that's not a high vibe response. High vibe is recognizing that nobody really owes you anything in life. You owe it to yourself to give yourself all the love and all the validation that you need in your life. Connections with people that do cultivate love are honestly amazing. But those connections are just icing on the cake and are a true reflection of how much you love yourself. And same goes for the opposite direction. If you find yourself participating in connections that make you question yourself and your love for yourself, in those moments, you need to love yourself more. When you do, you will develop clarity for this situation and be able to look at it from a new lens. When somebody does you wrong, it's a lot more productive to analyze how you were showing up, and it's not really productive to question them and the search for closure about why they did what they did. That won't provide a comparable amount of healing for you that loving yourself and committing to improving for the future will. And if you truly love this person unconditionally, you don't need to question why they did what they did. Some people just need more time to figure out what they want. And sometimes things fall apart so better things can fall together. And sometimes we even get a brand new beginning within the situation or the connection. So it really, really counts how you decide to understand the situation. This part is critical. If you want a resolution, you have to look at what happened from the highest vibration possible. The definition for a resolution shouldn't be chained to closure from that person or an apology. A resolution could be any path that leads you to forgiving yourself and loving yourself. Open yourself up to the possibility of what that resolution could end up being. And if you do, you could be subconsciously manifesting a brand new beginning for this connection that is built on a stronger foundation than it was in the first place. You'll be showing up differently, and this could be what the situation needed to become a sustainable one. So be open to that also. So let's consider a real world phenomenon, which is ghosting. It hurts. We know that. How can we unconditionally love somebody who doesn't even have the decency to communicate with you and not just ghost you? Well, people really don't have to communicate with you in this regard. It's up to you to develop closure for yourself and hope the best for them. And honestly, like, just let karma take care of that situation. Closure is great, don't get me wrong, but it's not a necessary part to your healing and moving on. And not getting it shouldn't dictate how you feel about the situation. I've grieved these situations in the past, and I was sad for a period of time. But as I continued to love myself and to forgive myself, I developed an understanding for how this other person operated, and I ended up actually loving them more because they are human too, and everybody deserves those opportunities to experience to help them grow. It's a lot easier said than done, and it's hard to explain, but if you commit to unconditional love, you'll manifest more of it, and you can expect to see new love enter your life as a replacement for what has exited your life. I think setting the intention to always show up with unconditional love for yourself and for others will naturally open you up to more love in your life. And to me, that's what life is all about. I hope you guys enjoyed this spin on loving yourself, and thank you for listening. Bye.